Dolphin Skull, the poem, is in two sections. Stanzas in Memory, in which I emulate Jackson Pollock's psychoanalytic drawings, and that I want to go to the unconscious and write directly and in projective verse as directly as it's possible to go while looking at scenes or imagery or sensory imagery in the unconscious. And I did 17 long stanzas like that, of energetic gazes into the unconscious. And then I realized the poem wasn't done. I took one of those long gazes into the unconscious, and I knew which one, it spoke to me. And I took that moment from the unconscious and made that moment as conscious as I possibly could by writing everything that took place in that moment. And I found that melded in that moment was everything from travels that I'd done in Tanzania and Kenya, back to my infancy in Kansas, to my childhood in Seattle, to the experiences that I had in the 50s in San Francisco while I was being photographed by the photographer who furnished the cover photo of that book. It's a picture of me in the mid-1950s, about the time I wrote the last poem in the book. All of those things melded together into one moment. I saw that all moments are one moment, and in fact each moment is a great adventure, and that every one of us is alive in the same moment, and all that's happened is it's like a life spirit is changing masks. I'm me right now. You know, you're you right now. Somebody else is somebody else right now. But we're all sharing the same moment. And what we can do is give each other the experience or the pleasure or the fun or the fear or the hunger or the passion or the light-handedness or the lightheadedness or the pleasure of any given moment that we have. So it's a very long, musical, verbal recording of that moment.